This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is confirming a travel-associated measles case in Waukesha County. No public exposure locations have been identified. However, they are taking this as an opportunity for everyone to take steps to prevent measles, including making sure you and your family are up to date on your measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccines. You can get details at dhs.wisconsin.gov. February 9th from 4 to 5:30 p.m., there's a guided Valentine's painting class over at the Phillips Public Library. This is open to ages 7 to 18, and all supplies are provided, however, registration is required. You can call 715-339-2868 to sign up. Once again, this is taking place February 9th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. Democratic candidate for governor and state representative Francesca Hong says her campaign is powered by and for the community. Isabella Nieto has more.
When a candidate takes corporate PAC money, APAC money, they are beholden to those large donors and not so much the everyday person. We're really proud to have over 7,400 individual donations. And I think that makes us even more beholden to the people and not the corporations.
That's Hong in an appearance on the WXCO morning show on Monday. Her campaign message emphasizes grassroots organizing and small donors. She's also active on social media.
As much as I would like to be everywhere doing everything, sometimes meeting voters where they are where they are in terms of the digital spaces as well. And so we've invested heavily in digital, including social media, making sure that we have a YouTube presence.
Hong says she aims to make government accessible.
These are also where folks are having important conversations and want to know more about their elected officials. So we've really chosen to make sure that we're communicating clearly what our campaign's about on these digital platforms.
Hong wants to create permanent affordability by increasing wages, expanding Badger Care, and public school funding. She says including these policies in the state budget sets expectations.
So regardless the makeup of the legislature, it's the responsibility of the governor to make sure that there is a clear agenda on what we want to accomplish to make sure that every Wisconsinite have what they need to have a good quality of life and a life that they can live with dignity.
Hong represents the 76th Assembly District, which includes downtown and the east side of Madison. She is one of several Democrats vying for the state's top seat and identifies herself as a Democratic socialist.
When driving, it is very important to beware of black ice. It is nearly impossible to see and even more dangerous at night. So be sure to watch your path as ice often forms along curbs, drainage areas, and bridges. Be sure to stay off roads if possible. However, if you must drive, take it slow. Remember to always pay attention, increase your stopping distance, and put your phone down. It's important to stay aware to keep both yourself and others safe. You can learn more at ready.gov/winterready. Tomorrow, January 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., there's a blood drive over at the Marshfield Medical Center. Appointments are preferred. Please call 877-232-4376 or visit versiti.org/WI. And remember that everyone who donates receives a free limited edition Versity t-shirt while supplies last. As a helpful tip, make sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, January 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. over at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. The shooting death of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis over the weekend hits close to home in Green Bay. Connie Fillman reports.
Thousands braved bitter cold temperatures lining the streets of downtown on Sunday to protest the actions of federal immigration agents. Outside Preble High School, where Preddy was a 2006 graduate, people left flowers, candles, and signs remembering Preddy. The makeshift memorial offered messages of sorrow and support for Preddy's family. Preddy moved to Minneapolis, where he worked as an ICU nurse at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Those who knew Preddy in Green Bay describe him as a fun, talented, and compassionate friend whose loss has sent a shockwave through their close-knit community. In Green Bay, I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Burbank, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliott Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots. What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and calm today. We'll get to around 18 for a high, and then temperatures will begin to drop here by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 4 below zero for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.